Good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ. I am the Reverend Allison Dean, Rector of St. Luke's Parish in South Eleuthera. Welcome to the Anglican Church's morning devotions for today, Wednesday, November 1st. Let us pray. Almighty God, you have knit together your elect in one communion and fellowship in the mystical body of your Son, Christ our Lord. Give us grace so to follow your blessed saints in all virtuous and godly living, that we may come to those ineffable joys that you have prepared for those who truly love you. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns one God, in glory everlasting. Amen. Our scripture reading today is taken from the Revelation to John. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "See, the home of God is among mortals. He will dwell with them as their God. They will be his peoples, and God himself will be with them. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. Death will be no more, mourning and crying and pain will be no more, for the first things have passed away." And the one who was seated on the throne said, "See, I am making all things new." Also he said, "Write this, for these words are trustworthy and true." Then he said to me, "It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty I will give water as a gift from the spring of the water of life. Those who conquer will inherit these things, and I will be their God, and they will be my children." Here ends the reading. One of the things that we often think about the most when we think of the book of Revelation is what we might call the end. That is, what happens when the world as we know it dissolves? In this final eschatological vision, the enemies and opposers of God and of his people have all been defeated once and for all. The trials of life are at an end. All the things that often worked to separate us from God, even our own unbelief, will be confronted and dealt with at last. And in the end, there is only God. That is the beauty of John's final depiction. It doesn't ultimately matter whether the streets are gold or whether we'll live in mansions rather than regular houses. It doesn't matter what the angels look like. It doesn't matter if there are golden gates that swing open to welcome us home. None of that matters, because as John has so beautifully pointed out, at the end we meet not an event, but a person, God himself. The one seated on the throne said, "It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end." God doesn't just bring the end. He is himself the end. Meeting God face to face, dwelling in his presence forever, is the end of the Christian life of faith. On this All Saints Day, we celebrate the lives of the saints, the faithful departed, not because they were more special than us, or because they were more virtuous, or because they were perfect. We celebrate them because by their lives they showed us what it means to love the Lord with all our heart and soul and mind. It is their example of faith that we honor and remember and for which we give thanks. Faith in the God we meet in Jesus, who lived, suffered, died, and rose again that we might have eternal life. Faith that looked forward in hope to the day when all pain and sorrow would cease. Faith that waited for and longed for and hoped for and desired the day when they would see God face to face. May we, like those gone on before us, hold fast to our faith. May we follow their example and feed and nurture a faith that will not shrink in the face of challenges. And so, at the end, like them, because of our faith, meet God face to face. Amen. Thank you for listening to today's devotion. As always, you are encouraged to share it as widely as possible. May Our Lady and all the saints pray for us, and may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all.